How do I receive Jesus? How did I receive him? How do you receive him if you never accepted him before? Romans 10, 9 and 10. So thank God for the word. The word tells us how to do everything that's good, right, and perfect. The word tells us. So Romans 10, 9 and 10 says this. This is the King James still. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, notice, the Lord Jesus, do what? That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, that means to say, you open your mouth and say, Jesus is my Lord. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, the Lord Jesus, and notice, shall believe in thine heart. So you got to do two things. You got to say with your mouth and believe with your heart. Believe with your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. It's so sad that so many people are looking to other things. But Jesus said it out of his own mouth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. This is John 14, 6. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man, listen, no man, and we have all kind of stuff. People talked about religion. They talked about denomination. If you're not with our group, you're not with us, you're not saved. No, the Bible says, for as many as received him, to them gave he the right to become the son of God. Then Romans said, if you will confess with your mouth that Jesus, the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. He didn't say a word, a thing in the world about joining a denomination. He didn't say that. He didn't say a thing in the world about some religion or some something man that brought up. We must stay with the scripture, the word of God. I believe this Bible is the word of God. I believe it's sealed in blood. I believe it's God's sworn oath to me. And it's personal. We can take it personal or we can believe this collectively. But it's a personal thing to have a personal relationship with Jesus. And so verse 10 says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. How did he do it? With the heart. Say with the heart. What is the heart? The spirit of man. With the heart man believeth, not with the head. With the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. That means I confess with my mouth what I believe with my heart. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. And he said, if I believe that Jesus was born, this is the gospel. I believe that Jesus was born, as the scripture tells us, he was born of a virgin. Mary never been with the man. The Holy Ghost impregnated her. She gave birth to Jesus. He was born of a virgin. And when Jesus was born, he lived on this earth approximately 33 and a half years. He lived the perfect life. Listen to what I'm saying. He lived the perfect life. Not one time did he sin in any kind of way. Not one time. He lived the perfect life. He died a sacrificial death. What you mean? He died. He became a sacrifice. He took our place in death. He was not dead. He was alive. Now, but he died in my place. Paid the price. Died in your place. He took our place. And in dying, He became sin. God laid on him every sin that we ever done. Hallelujah. And when that happened, he met every demand, every requirement that Jester demanded, every requirement that needed to meet the claims of Jester, Jesus met it. And so when he did that, he had paid the sin debt of man in full. And so the Bible says, if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in your heart, you will be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. What is the gospel? What is the gospel? Just got to explain it to you. It is the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Listen to what Paul said. Paul said in Romans 1:16, Romans chapter 1 and verse 16, he said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God. Notice what he said. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. It's the power of God. What Jesus did, it is the power of God to deliver you from sin, from death, from the hand of the enemy, and make you a new creature, bring you into the kingdom of God. It is the power of God unto salvation. What you mean salvation? To deliver you, to make you whole, to make you sound, to get you born again, get you filled with the Spirit, to prosper you, to protect you, to keep you, and to preserve you from all evil. Hallelujah.